Northumbria Police, Helena speaking, how may I help?
Hi, who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah.
I can, yeah.
All right, who am I speaking to?
My name is Helena.
Oh, hi, Helena. Helena, I made a complaint, criminal complaint a number of years ago, and if you can get it on your system, the log number is 162712.
Okay.
I made a complaint about the deployment of a biochemical weapon on an unsuspecting population here in the United Kingdom. Now, since
Okay.
then, I was told by Northumbria Police to contact my local MP with the evidence I have of the COVID-19 vaccine actually being a bioweapons program and a bioweapons injection. I did that. I've sent all of the prima facie evidence to my local MP. I've had no response. I've actually contacted her office several times about Matt Hancock's statement that there was a chip in it. There's not a chip in it. It's a nanometer material antenna for tracking people without their knowledge. And I've made all of this information clear to me MP. I've been totally ignored. I've encouraged her to go to Parliament to several MPs who now know what was actually in this COVID-19 bioweapon. I've contacted her several times to go to meetings in Westminster where scientists, top people in the world, have actually been there to explain what this whole injections program was about. She's refused to do that. She's refused to attend parliamentary sessions where it's been spoken about the increase in excess deaths from this, the collateral damage from the injection of this bioweapon. And it is collateral damage because a lot more people are going to die very shortly if they don't get the antidote to this bioweapon. I've contacted her several times. I've been outside her office. I want to report her for misconduct in public office to commit murder, attempted murder. I've got a document from another MP, Mr. Andrew Bridgen, an MP for Leicestershire, sorry. He's already written to the Chief Constable for the Metropolitan Police with all of the individuals in government who facilitated this mass murderous attempted murder crime against the general population. And we now have significant numbers of people who are dying across the country. That number is increasing significantly, where we have the ONS now going to manufacture the data to stop people understanding how many excess deaths there are in the country. So my complaint today is against, it's a criminal complaint of misconduct in public office by Liz Twist, an MP, my MP for Bladon, who I've revealed all of this relevant information. And it's absolutely damning the amount of people that are now dying. But like I said, it says collateral damage. The bioweapon injection can be activated and will be activated in the fullness of time. It has some nanoparticulates in it that can then be activated to kill people. It also has an ingredient, which I've just gotten the documents from the Surgeon General in Florida, where they've tested the vials, and the vials have what's called SV40. SV40 was a bioweapon developed by the CIA in the 60s. It's in the COVID-19 vaccines. This causes turbo cancers in people, and unfortunately, lots of people are getting those turbo cancers where the pathogen is breaking out of the nanoparticles that were actually injected into them. So, like I said, my complaint today is against my local MP, who has failed in her duty to bring these matters to the attention of other people in the public arena. And I was told to contact the MP by Northumbria Police when I made this first complaint, because they said that was the best place to go. But what I'm actually explaining now is there's a crime being committed, it's misconduct in public office, and it's here to kill. Liz Twist is a puppet. She operates solely on behalf of the Labour Party in breach of the Nolan Principles, right? She does not represent the people of this country, and she doesn't represent the people in Bladon, which is a breach in law, but also the fact that she's covered up. She has deliberately and willfully not went attended any of these meetings in Parliament where these issues, these excess death issues, have been debated. And most certainly, there's a crime being committed, and she needs to be arrested and interrogated and ask her why she hasn't attended and why she hasn't made more of this. I complained to her office when Matt Hancock admitted in a WhatsApp post that there was a chip in the vaccine. He actually admitted it. And I asked Liz Twiss to call for Matt Hancock's arrest. She hasn't done that. She's done absolutely zero, which puts the people in this area at significant risk to their future health, where lots of them are going to die.
Did you say Liz Twist?
The MP, yeah, it's Liz Twist, yeah.
Twist. When
Twist, yeah.
was the last time that you spoke to her about this? Or saw her about this?
I've sent her several documents. Basically, when I ring up now, they just block. I've sent her lots of evidence. I've rang the office several times, and now when I ring, they just don't answer the phone. And this is part of a criminal conspiracy to cover up what's actually going on. These criminals in Parliament are willfully ignoring the excess deaths across the country, which are absolutely catastrophic. We've got catastrophic increases in death across the country, whether it be myocarditis, pericarditis. These individuals have actually not done what they're supposed to and actually exposed this criminality. Sent her all of the documentary evidence. She's totally ignored it. She's never actually attended any of the meetings where senior scientists from around the world have come to Parliament. They were invited there by the MP, Andrew Bridgen. Andrew Bridgen's just wrote a letter to the Chief Constable of the Metropolitan Police calling for the arrest of senior parliamentarians and others in government. MHRA, Dame June Ryan, who's just left her post, knows only too well how dangerous this technology is. They've totally withheld the actual evidence and the increases in death, sickness, and ill health across the country from this experimental shot. However, I have the evidence now in my possession from the Surgeon General in Florida. There's going to be a grand jury hearing where it's already been deemed that the COVID-19 vaccine was a biochemical weapon to depopulate the world and depopulate and attack the West. The chip that Matt Hancock alludes to in his WhatsApp post, it's actually a nano metamaterial antenna. It was injected for the tracking and tracing and the termination of the people of this country. It's a termination technology. Well, I made the complaint. I actually already had prima facie evidence before the vaccines were, well, I'm calling them vaccines. I shouldn't do that. They're bioweapons. Before the bioweapon is actually deployed, I already had prima facie evidence from a number of individuals about the whole COVID-19 globalist international terrorist agenda. So I had that. I've also got intelligence documents that show there's going to be a mass depopulation in the United Kingdom. And they're bona fide. They are military defense industry intelligence documents. So I was given them in 2017. So I knew something was coming up. And now that's how I knew that the potential for these COVID-19 vaccines were bioweapons interconnected with a signaling system, possibly 5G. When I brought this up, obviously in the first instance, we didn't actually have the body count. We'd now have the electron microscope images of the contamination in these vaccines. I now have the documents from the Surgeon General in Florida. I've also got several other substantive pieces of documentary evidence to show that this was a pre-planned murder, mass murder. This is a bioweapon, an extremely dangerous bioweapon, and we now see the collateral damage where large numbers of people are dropping down dead across the country. And this is only the start. This is the start. If the people don't get the antidote to this bioweapon, and they won't do, while we have politicians who are ignoring the excess deaths in their area, as well as directors for public health, who have contacted all the directors for public health in this area, and each one of them has ignored all of the evidence in relation to this. But like I said, Northumbria Police told me to contact my MP. I've contacted her several times. She's been sent all of the evidence. She's totally ignored it. She's basically keeping her head in the sand, hoping that the whole thing will blow over, and all that's going to happen. More and more people are going to die in her constituency area if she doesn't act.
Still there?
Yes, yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I think the phone might have cut out slightly.
No.
Let me quickly go speak to one of my supervisors just about this to see what's best to do for you, okay?
Excellent.
Bear with me. Hi, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
So, to try and get this rectified, it does have to go through the right channels. You have obviously started that off going to the MP.
Yes. Well, I reported this as a crime. Obviously, the injection and the deployment of a bioweapon is a criminal offence in any event. The whole global, the whole net zero, the whole sort of COVID-19 net zero thing, it's a globalist agenda, it's a terror agenda, it's been driven by local politicians, etc. It's a complete and total hoax, and what it was to bring about was the depopulation of the UK. The vaccine's a biochemical weapon. It interconnects with some electronic nodes, which can then cause an immediate death. So I brought this to the attention. I knew about the bioweapons program before they deployed the weapon, and I made this criminal complaint. I got a log number from Northumbria Police, and I was told to contact the local MP. That local MP has broken the law. They haven't taken any notice of anything that's been said. They're in breach of the Nolan Principles. However, you have other actors, the directors for public health, who are currently in breach of the 2012 Social Care Act. They facilitate the mass increase in sickness, ill health, and death, and are doing anything about it. They're basically hiding and breaking the law while doing that. They have a duty to protect the health of the people of this country. They're not doing that. They have been contacted. They're totally ignoring it. The local MP is responsible, right, for the health and well-being and the benefits to the people in this area. She has been, Liz Twist has been totally and absolutely missing in action. She's deliberately and willfully hasn't done anything about this issue. It's consequently, it's a criminal act to cover up genocide, and the woman needs to be arrested for her inaction, for her omissions in relation to this particular crime, because it's not as if she doesn't know what's been going on. We've been availing her. Now what happens, she just put the phone, never gets answered, we can't get a response. We've got people dying, we've got young girls, we've got children, young people, we've got police officers dropping down dead from myocarditis and pericarditis due to the nanoparticulate contaminants that were in that vaccine, so they can be tracked and traced. And when they're activated, these are collateral damage. This is not the real kill. The real kill's to come. If those people don't get an antidote to this bioweapon, they'll die. So it's really important, and like I said, there's a criminal offence being committed. Her willful act of not doing anything is a criminal offence in any event to cover up genocide.
Okay, so that we'll need to look into.
Brilliant. Well, like I said, I logged this before the injection of the bioweapon. I wasn't making it up. We've got the body count. We've actually got a body count that they're having difficulty to cover up. And consequently, this was an attempted murder, an assault, and murder of lots of people by people in positions of power, including MPs, local MPs, who've totally ignored the excess in deaths in this area. It's absolutely outrageous the criminal acts that these people will go to try and cover up, or whether it's for the salaries or whether there's something on them, if they're being blackmailed. We're not really sure what the reason why anybody would want to cover this up, why they would want to conspire with others to cover up this mass murderous event. It's not as if we don't have the actual evidence, and it's coming out anyway. There's a grand jury here in Florida. They've already been availed of all the information, and the SV40, which was actually in the COVID-19 vaccines being tested in the vials, that was a bioweapon that was developed by the CIA in the 60s. People will get cancer and will die.
No, I understand that. You have gone down the right channels with it being obviously you having to go to the council or the MP. If given that you've said that they're now ignoring you, they're not responding to your correspondence, you're in the office and they're not answering, I would suggest going to a finding out who the ombudsman is for that area and going to them and putting a complaint into them.
But no, I want to arrest her. She's committed a criminal offence. People are dying all over the place through her admission. She's in breach of the Nolan Principles. The Nolan Principles are quite clear. She only has one purpose, and that's to represent the local area. She's not yet to represent the World Economic Forum, an international terrorist organisation, who are planning mass murder on behalf of our party leader, Keir Starmer. Right, she's not here to facilitate mass murder, and that's exactly what she is doing. There's a mass murderous event. I've got the intelligence documents. I'll tell you now, they're going to kill 77% of the UK population. That's 55 million people, my countrymen, women, and children. So until the police get their act together and do what they're going to have to do, and I can tell you now, there's other complaints going in. There's a complaint at the Metropolitan Police. There's other police forces. People are complaining because, unfortunately, the police can't do their job. We'll have to arrest these criminals. We will have to arrest them. And if somebody gets hurt, it'll be Northumbria Police's fault.
Right, I would suggest against that. That is something that we would have to look into.
Well, I think you better look into it, because if you don't arrest her, somebody is going to have to arrest her. She's going to have to be arrested. And she's going to have to be handed over to the police. If the police can't do that job and arrest these criminals, well, unfortunately, the people are going to have to. If you can't do your job, right, like I said, so you're on, I'll give you a good warning, right? We will arrest these criminals, right? And if the police can't uphold the law, then we will have to take over. It's as simple as that.
Like I said, you will have to go to an ombudsman as well
I'm
about
not
this.
look.
If it
I'm
is
ringing
the
the.
council.
I'm ringing Northumbria Police because there's a crime being committed. It's misconduct in public office to commit genocide, right? And that MP, Liz Twist, is responsible for that by her admission. She has willfully ignored all of the evidence, all the prima facie evidence that's been sent to her. She's also refused to attend Parliament when it was debated about. If you watch the video where Andrew Bridgen talks about excess deaths in Parliament, the runouts that actually ran out of Parliament so they didn't have to hear it, so that they can play a plausible deniability. She was already told, Liz Twiss was told, she must attend. There's several MPs, there's 30 or 40 MPs who did attend a meeting in Parliament where they were revealed of the information that this injection was a biochemical weapon. So the fact is, she, by her admission, people are dying every single day in this area due to her acts and omissions. They are all criminal offences. Yeah, well, Northumbria Police need to arrest her. I'll have, if you get an SOI to come to me, right, senior investigating officer, I can avail them of all of the documentary evidence. I've got all the recorded evidence. I've got all the documentary evidence of this bioweapons program. I've got the intelligence documents of how many people they intended to kill in this country. And Liz Twist is a party to that due to the fact that she's not acting in the best interest of the people in this area. And unfortunately, the body count is rising every single week.
I do understand that. As
Yeah.
It still has to go through the correct channel.
Well, it is
And
the correct, you are the correct. Look, I know you're right. You're super. Look, I know Northumbria police are panicking, okay? But I can tell you now, this is going to come out. If we have to go and arrest her, I'm putting yous on notice now. If we have to arrest her and somebody gets hurt, it will be Northumbria police having to defend themselves in front of a judge to say why they didn't do that job.
that's absolutely fine, but as I've said, it is still, we'll still have to go to the correct channel, but at the minute, the correct channel is still to go through an embankment for that area. That's your complaint that they're not answering you, that they're not
Look,
listening
man,
to
the
what you've
political
said.
class, they've all been captured. You've got captured agencies all over. You've got captured agencies all over, right? If you think about it, how did they ever get to inject some people within it with a so-called experimental vaccine that had been produced over a 6 month period? I mean, are people absolutely that ridiculously mentally retarded? And not only that, they've injected a large number of police officers, and I can tell you now, they will die. They're going to kill you all. They're going to murder large numbers of the UK population if the police don't do their job.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And as I've said, you do have to go through the ombudsman for that area.
All
It
right.
is
Well, let
still
me, right, if I can
an
have.
issue.
Sweetheart, if you can give us this log number, because what I'll do is I'm going to take this up with the Crime Commissioner and the RUPC, because what I've, unfortunately, if Northumbria Police don't want to do the job, because obviously we're going to have to arrest her. That's why I'm ringing for to tell you. I didn't expect that you could possibly do your job because you're panicking, because Northumbria Police know exactly what's going on. Okay, know exactly what's going on, and they're running for the hills. Unfortunately, we will have to bring this to a close. We will have to arrest the criminal, okay? And then we will present to you when we make that arrest so you can take her into custody and interview her on the evidence that we have. Yeah?
Okay.
Right, so if you can just, can you give us the log number for today, please?
The conversation number for now is 525 of today's date.
525. Thank you very much, sweetheart. Okay. Thanks for that. Well, hopefully, if you get arrested, then we'll not have to do that, but we'll be watching very closely. Okay. Thanks now. Bye bye.
Take care, babe.